Hey guys, welcome back to another math podcast. This is chapter 2, lesson 2, multiplying polynomials. Now, this is similar to adding polynomials, just that there are a few changes. So, example 1, we will be using distributive property. So, in order to multiply binomials, you will have two parentheses, and you will break down the first parentheses to solve the second one. So for example, we have in parentheses x plus 2 times in parentheses x plus 5. So you will break down the first part, x plus 2, and then use distributive property to solve the second parentheses. So it would be x times x plus 5, and then 2 times x plus 5. So x times x is equal to x squared. X times 5 is 5x. 2 times x is 2x. And 2 times 5 is 10. So you will combine like terms, 5x and 2x, which is 7x. And then just bring everything down, which is x squared plus 10. And that is basically how you solve using distributive property. That is one method. The second method is using a table. So you will use two columns and two rows. So for your first column, use two. You can put 2x, and then in the second column, negative 3. And then on the side is x, and below that is 5. So you will multiply 2x and x, which is 2x squared, and x times negative 3, which is negative 3x. 2x times 5 is 10x, and negative 3 times 5 is negative 15. And again, you combine like terms. So 10x minus 3 is 7x, and you bring everything down again. 2x squared and negative 15, so your answer would be 2x squared plus 7x minus 15. Now that we already know how to use distributive property and a table to multiply binomials, the third method is called the FOIL method. The FOIL method, F-O-I-L, stands for first terms, outer terms, inner terms, and last terms. So, our example would be x plus 1 times x plus 2. So, to multiply the first terms, you will use x to multiply the other x in the other parentheses. That would give you x squared. And then outer terms, use x, then multiply to the second parentheses 2. And your answer would be 2x. Then inner terms, so you would use the 1 in the first parentheses to multiply x in the second parentheses. 1 times x is 1x, but it can also be just x. And then last terms is 1 in the first parentheses, multiply that by 2 in the second parentheses, which is 2. And then you will bring everything down, which is your answer would be x squared plus 2x plus x plus 2. And then simplify that into x squared plus 3x plus 2. And that would be your answer. And that is it for 2.2 multiplying polynomials. I hope you guys understood a little bit. To me, this was easy. So I hope you guys enjoyed, and stay tuned for next week's episode. Bye.